Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to the Eagles Update. Monday marked the first training camp practice, and yes, although it was just the rookies and selected veterans, Carson Wentz and all the quarterbacks were on the field. A year ago, Wentz was the number two overall pick, but he was third on the depth chart entering training camp. A year later, there is no question who the leader of the team is. Head coach Doug Peterson talked about his expectations for the second-year signal caller.
Carson and I, without getting into a bunch of our personal conversations, he came in the right frame of mind. He's actually, last year at this time, if you recall, he had played a ton of football in college, Senior Bowl, Combine, all the workouts, getting ready for camp, OTAs, the whole thing. He played a lot of football. Never really had an off season last year. But as he comes into this camp, he's refreshed. He's rejuvenated. He's eager. He's ready to go. He's got the best thing, I think, that he and I, going into year two, is that he played 16 games last year. And that's the exciting thing about it. He's a year experience now in this league, and those are things that we can build on.
The spring minicamp ended back on June 15th and gave the players a little over a month to prepare for the grind of training camp. Let's find out how the rookies spent that time away from the NovaCare complex.
Just making sure I slimmed down coming into camp, feeling great. And coming in and out of my routes, running, and I just feel a lot lighter on my feet. And just want to show the coaching staff that I could be a lighter back and be more versatile.
I went to Cali, worked out with JD at Stars. Just worked on a lot of the stuff that I seen I was doing wrong here when I first got here in the spring, May.
What are some of the things you were doing wrong that you weren't comfortable with?
Just eye discipline, always working on getting in and out of my bricks, just technique-wise. So doing a lot of that stuff.
Continue to train hard, and that's really the hardest time you really train, so you could come back in shape and hit the ground running.
As for the action on the field, the highlight play on offense came from wide receiver Greg Ward, who made a one-handed grab during a red zone 7-on-7 drill. Defensively, cornerback Randall Goforth intercepted a Carson Wentz pass that was in the end zone. Both of these players are rookie free agents looking for any way to stand out to the coaching staff.
To go in with the mindset that you can make the team regardless of anything. So with that mindset, you go in and work and you be motivated and you go out there and you just work hard every single day. You don't worry about anything else.
Literally, I'm playing Watford. I see the ball there. Ball hits me in my hands. Just got to squeeze. That's what all the jugs and practicing in the offseason, catching the ball, it literally just happened like that.
Carson Wentz meets the media on Tuesday. Make sure to check that out, as well as everything else we have to offer on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the Eagles mobile app. I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you all for joining us here on the Eagles Update.